But right now, we'll lock up the Oregon Fuel Injection Hotline. Want to get you ready for Ducks and Cougs. That'll be the last game tonight in Vegas on day one of this Pac-12 tournament. Our guest is live on the scene. He covers the Washington State beat for the Spokane Review. Online, spokesman.com on Twitter. Use the handle at @ThioLawson_SR. We welcome in Theo Lawson. Theo, greatly appreciate your time. How are things?
Great. Thanks for having me.
You know, we've got a rule for first-time guests, kind of our version of a radio background check. I'm from North Jersey, moved here to Eugene 28 years ago to chance to work in radio. So your backstory, where are you from? Where'd you do your undergrad? And I guess, what was your first writing gig?
Well, I'm from the Bay Area, from a little town called Dublin. Not really a little town, but relative to the Bay Area, small town, and moved up to Moscow, Idaho in 2009 to attend the University of Idaho. Got a journalism degree there. And then my first job was at the Lewiston Tribune in Lewiston, Idaho, and covered Idaho football and Cougar basketball for 3 years there, and just started at the Spokesman Review last August covering all Cougs.
Uh-huh. Well, been following your work, really enjoying it. Quick thought, Mike Leach. We always get into the Bill Walton as analyst discussion here. Would I be accurate in saying that they're similar in that once Coach Leach starts to speak, you never know where his stream of consciousness is going to take you?
Yeah, I'd say that's pretty accurate. I've been in enough press conferences at this point. Every Monday, that 2 o'clock presser is always kind of a joy to be at. You never know where it's going to go, what he's going to talk about. Usually not football. You just spend 45 minutes talking about everything aside from football, and if you can get one or two football questions in, it's usually a good day. But yeah, I think I can see the comparisons, and I would love to sit in on a dinner between those two. That would be pretty interesting.
Yeah, I would definitely want a lot of wine, though. Obviously, Ernie Kent, near and dear to many here from his playing days. He was really the first coach to put the program on the national map. But the Cougs hit a real rough patch this year. You know, they were being almost non-competitive, but it seemed like getting crushed by Oregon kind of lit a fire. They split their last six Pac-12 games, and you know, folks here know the athletic director who hired him is gone. When they were really struggling, Theo, was there any buzz that if they kind of tanked down the stretch, his job might have been in jeopardy?
You know, a lot of people were talking about his job, but just the nature of his contract, he still has a few years left, and Bill Moose rolled over his contract every year that he was here, so it was basically adding another year every season, despite the results not being that great. A lot of fans were fed up with that, honestly. Of course, Bill Moose left, and we'll see if there's any kind of rollover this season. But I think they would have to pay somewhat near $5.6 million to buy out that contract right now. So I don't see it in the cards this season. Next season, depending on the results, they're supposed to get a lot better next season to bring a lot of players back. I can't see them having a season like they had this season next season. But I think if he was on the hot seat, I'm not sure if he would get fired until next season or the year after.
We're talking Cougar Hoops with Theo Lawson of the Spokane Review. You tweeted about Robert Franks, who just won the Pac-12 Most Improved Player. And by the way, for folks who aren't aware, he was the most improved player. He pretty much doubled his numbers. So I know from the last game, Oregon fans are probably thinking Malachi Flynn. How well has this young guy played all season?
Talking about Robert Franks?
Yeah.
Yeah, he is the most improved player. He made some significant changes to his body. I think he's lost somewhat near 40 pounds since he got on campus, including about 25 pounds this past offseason, and really became a better three-point shooter, was shooting it near 45% at the beginning of the year when they were off to that hot start, started 6-0. A lot of that had to do with how well he was shooting from the perimeter. He really can score from anywhere on the floor. He's long, he's athletic. So I think he's a guy who next year, you know, I think we're going to be talking about as a potential NBA draft prospect, and they haven't had one of those at Washington State in quite some time. So he is vastly improved. I think you saw how much they were missing him during that last Oregon game in Eugene when they really got blown out and didn't really have a go-to score. He's kind of a guy you can give the ball to and feel pretty good about your chances to score, even if you don't have a great play drawn up.
So, being from the Bay Area, you guys are not that far from Reno or Vegas. I've gotta ask. You know, now that you're done covering Gonzaga, are you kind of a Vegas guy? Once the work is done, do you hit blackjack, roulette, or maybe the slots?
You know, I'm not much of a gambler, but I do enjoy Vegas. And I've been down here the last, I think, 7-8 years covering various tournaments. Idaho played in the WAC tournament here while I was in college, so we would always get a group of guys from the student newspaper down to cover that and kind of enjoy Vegas and been to the Mountain West and so enjoy the basketball and enjoy Vegas. And not much of a gambler, but you know, it's never too late, I guess.
Yeah, I guess you could probably find something to entertain you in Vegas. A couple of final thoughts with Theo Lawson of the Spokane Review. You know, you look at this roster, and you kind of alluded to it, just one senior who only averages about 2 points a game. So the way they've finished and continued on what happens in the tournament and with recruits coming in, I mean, are folks excited about next year, maybe the future of the program now that they kind of made it through this rough patch this year?
I think so. I think when you're bringing back two guys like Robert Franks and Malachi Flynn, both of those guys can score 20 to 30 points in a game. So when they're both on, I always like the chances of winning. I think they do need a few more pieces, and Ernie Kent alluded to that they really could use a really big, athletic, tough, big man. Dirk Bernstein kind of filled that role this year, the graduate transfer from North Dakota. He's a senior, though, so that they'll lose him. And they're bringing in one high school player. So we'll see what happens during the offseason. There has been quite a few players transferring out of this program, so if that happens at all, Ernie Kent may have a chance to bring in some more players. But I think they have a good base next year. Return 4 or 5 starters, minus Dirk Bernstein. So I think moving forward, they have enough experience, and I think if they can add 1 or 2 more pieces, I think they could possibly push for a top 6 spot in the conference next year.
And lastly, even though you just saw them last week in Pullman, I'm always curious to hear what the other side has to say about Oregon. So as you've observed, talk with the coaches, talk with the players, kind of what's the word on the kind of Duck team they will face tonight in a few hours?
Well, it's kind of funny. During the press conference after the Oregon State game on Saturday, the season finale, it was unclear who were they going to play, but it kind of looked like Oregon at that point. And someone mentioned that to Ernie Kent, and he said, good. I think he likes the matchup. I think he likes the fact that they're playing a team that they know they can beat rather than a team like UW or a team like Utah. Those are kind of a few other possibilities. I think they like the matchup with Oregon. Of course, I think Oregon at its best can beat anyone in the conference, and then it's always a challenging prospect. I think they have some really talented players, but maybe not quite the experience that Washington State feels like it has in the conference tournament. So I think they like the matchup. I think Oregon can play really well on a given day. Dan Altman's proven he's one of the better coaches in the conference year after year. So if he can get the right game plan against the Cougars, I think they're in trouble. But I think generally they like the matchup, and they'll just have to play their A game.
Folks, he's Theo Lawson of the Spokane Review. Follow along on Twitter. Use the handle at @TheoLawson_SR. Great to get a chance to talk with you. Appreciate the time. You enjoy the tournament and Vegas. Travel safe. And definitely look forward to chat maybe during football season.
Yep, sounds good. We'll love to do it. Thanks for having me.
All right, have a good one, Theo.